Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Margaret Jackson, your Bay Area's business coach. The show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with local and national business coaching, consulting services, training classes, small business and professional resources, connections, and industry tools. Connect with us on Twitter, and you can get us there at Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, and let us know that you're listening. And then, of course, on Facebook, Business on the Edge, or email us with your questions at On the Edge at businessontheedge.biz. Let me thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership around the globe, nation, locally, wherever you're tuning in. Definitely appreciate it. We are working really hard to bring you great guests, business resources, professional development resources that inspire you to have a professional and strong business growth as well. Now, here we are, the lunch grill. I love the lunch grill because I feel like I can just get a little hot about things, you know, burn some things up if we need to. And one of the things that I want to burn up and grill up is small business thinkers thinking. And are there some differences between small business thinking and big business thinking or big business philosophy? And I get to work with a lot of different businesses, small businesses, in terms of coaching and providing services. And I hear it all. I don't know that I haven't heard some of the most unique and interesting and roadblock comments for a business. What I love about bigger businesses is that they get it, and that's just the best way to put it, is that they get it. Those three words, we should have those like melted in gold or something. Here's a quote by Warren Buffett: price is what you pay, value is what you get. Now, when we're talking about thinking and information and tools or resources, some of those tools and resources are very tangible resources, and that's great. Sometimes it's informational. When we talk about informational intellectual property, so, you know, a lot of times we're talking about systems, processes in terms of desire to put the right standard. I'm not talking about your physical product, but some of your intellectual property is going to be what is intangible in your thinking. There's things that we do not share about Business on the Edge because it is part of our intellectual property. Like I just gave my team, my sales team, this brand new guide, an account manager guide, a source guide, to tie into some other information that we use. And so we're looking at things that we want to make sure that we have in place. We want to add new things. We have a lot of foundational things that we want as a small business. We don't really want to, our platform or our foundation, we don't really want to look like a small business, even though Business on the Edge is a small business. But the goal for Business on the Edge we want to be global, and we are, but as we grow in terms of expanding as a business that we're able to create more jobs, we're able to work with more contractors, we work with a lot of different wonderful people in our different connection points and our different stakeholders. And so we think very differently in terms of a small business structure. And so I would venture to say, and I do not have any data or statistics to back this up, but I'm sure that if we were to do some research and analyze this a little bit closer as to why small businesses struggle in terms of its success rate as a whole, I would say a lot of it has to do with the small business owner and the way that they think. And so if we looked at the numbers in terms of small businesses in America, what are those numbers? And this is like amazing to me because although we say small businesses are the backbone of this country, small businesses open and close all the time for one reason or another. And so when we look at the share of small businesses, and this is information that we've got from the Small Business Administration, the advocacy of Small Business Administration, the share of home-based businesses is 52% of businesses. Franchises are only 2%, which is shocking, but maybe not so much because it can be expensive to venture into a franchise. And not only that, you have to qualify. They don't just let you, I want to franchise a business. Your credit has to be stellar. You have to have certain things in place before you're able to buy into some franchise. Sole proprietors, 73.2% shares of small business. And while you're thinking about this, and I'm giving you this particular data, think about large corporations, big business. So if we're making up so much of the small businesses, and these are small business organizations in some way or another, corporations, 19.5%. Employer businesses, and these, of course, are businesses, they're small businesses that employ, 21.5%, and then non-employer businesses that do not have employees, 78.5%. So these are some really big numbers, home-based, sole proprietor, you know, employer, you know, non-employer businesses. But how do you get out of that rut? How do you think differently about your business once you have set that structure up? And that would be great if everyone had a VC on the side or an angel on the side that they have all of these financial resources and expertise that they could lend in some company. But that's a small percentage that is small businesses that are being invested into. And some of these businesses are businesses that have been going on. They've been building their products. You know, they've been building their services. We see a lot of that, you know, especially within the technology industry, that, you know, they've started their business and it takes off, boom, and now, you know, they're able to acquire more investors and move things forward. And investors are really looking at technology because that's the way that we're going in our world today with technology. And as a small business, you must be relevant. So what are the differences in thinking? Small businesses tend not to think about a structure that actually functions correctly, smoothly. Like they'll do the basics, get the structure set, whether it's sole proprietorship. And I would just say, if you're sole proprietorship and you have employees and all of that, I probably wouldn't be a sole proprietorship. I would, because you just are responsible for everything. I would certainly get out of that arena. I met a young man who has a sole proprietorship as a manufacturing company. He attended one of our training classes, and I was really shocked when he said he was a sole proprietorship, and he's got some legal things going on. And guess what? He's responsible for it. He's responsible for his employees, and I'm sure there's some insurances, I hope, that are in place for the employees. And of course, you have to have workman's comp, those sorts of things. But they tend not to think about a structure that really has the potential to grow into something bigger and better. And I said this to my team this morning on our conference call. We did a morning conference call, and I said, these businesses want customers, and they want the customers to spend their money. However, they're so busy, these small business thinkers so busy on that small business hamster wheel that they don't have time to do the things that it really takes to get an influx of customers. Like you'll get, you know, you can get that group of customers that it just pays the bills every month or every week, you know, pays for the employees and, you know, just maintain. Well, that's not the kind of business you want to, you know, that's okay starting out, but you want to graduate from that. And if you're doing that and you're 10 years down the road, you're 12, 15 years down the road, there's something wrong with your system and process. That doesn't mean that there's something wrong with your product. It just means that you're not working as efficiently as you possibly could as a small business to create new income because you're sweating at the grind every day as the owner trying to make sure that things happen. But there's things that small businesses have to do. Big business thinkers and philosophy, they think that they need to be mobile, that they need to be connected, that they need counterparts, that they need resources. And that means people resources, that means education, that means training, that means finances, that means networking. They think about what, who they need. They're looking to win awards. They're looking for opportunities to network in smart places. And small business thinkers are saying, I don't have time to submit for an award. I remember when we submitted for our first award in my first company. In fact, we won a couple of industry awards, production awards nationally and international. And you know what? That has been such a great attention getter. You know, I'm an internationally award-winning producer and director. No one can ever take that away from me. That's a fact. And so part of that is we look for opportunities to get awarded in our expertise, and that can build credibility within your company. So let's look at some other things, some basic things that I would say small businesses versus big business philosophy. Strategic management. Let's chew on that for a minute. Let's grill that up for a minute. Strategic management, what is that? It's really the process, right? A process for conducting the entrepreneurial activities. And this is a lot of times where the entrepreneur gets stuck and they don't come out of their four walls. But there's things that you need to do. You need to set your mission and goals. And do small businesses really set their mission and goals and stick to it? I've just worked with too many small businesses, and again, I run into the same things. You're lucky if they pull out their business plan sometime during the year, at least once. If they've done that, you know, I have to applaud them. But you set your mission and goals. Why? Because you want to achieve your mission, and then your vision is what you want to do long-term. What are you doing now? How are you a benefit to your customers? What are the goals? What are those goals to achieve that? And then what is the overall mission? And then you assess your environment. Small business thinking is not really good at assessing their environment. Now, when I say, again, let's talk about small businesses now as they graduate and say there's, you know, if you have 100 employees or more, you're probably leaning towards more of a big thinker philosophy where big business thinkers are assessing, they are setting those goals, they're clear on the mission, they're making sure that they are looking at the capabilities of their company and they're implementing the strategies and evaluating and controls in those strategies to keep their business moving forward. So I like seeing businesses, small businesses that are on the cusp of crossing that chasm, if you will, from small business to, ta-da, mid-sized corporation. Because it would be interesting for them to make it like a ridiculous leap from small business to, you know, that large corporation. But SBA, again, are defining the small business, you know, 1 to 500 employees and then 501 employees pushes you into that mid-sized level. And so they're thinking about growth, they're thinking about expansion. Now, when you're thinking about that and you're growing to those levels, guess what? The big business thinker is thinking global. not just citywide, they're thinking nationwide, they're thinking statewide, they're thinking global. I have a great customer, small business, who is probably past that 150 mark in terms of employees are expanding, so they're going to hire another 250 people. And so we talk about things like making their presence global. Although they have global clients, they have nationwide clients, they have military clients, and I enjoy sitting and working with them because they get it. And if you're interested, Hashtag Solutions would be a great company for you to look at in terms of if you need any testing, test equipment. Hashtag Solutions does it, hashtag.com. I'd be glad to promote them and recommend them. Obviously, one, they're my customer. Of course, I'm going to do that. But again, if you're just tuning in, this is Margaret Jackson, Blog Talk Radio, Business on the Edge Extended. I am the radio show host for AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, every week here in the Bay Area. Bay Area's number one radio business coach. And so we hope you enjoy our extended show. So I'm grilling up a little bit about these differences. And these small business thinkers, if they do not change their thinking, they will stay in that small business rut and frustrate themselves. And so I want to see you get out of that rut, but you have to be willing to change your thinking. You know, like I talked about just a few minutes ago, strategic management, you know, business policies. What kind of policies do you have within your organization? What is your mission? Do you have a vision statement? What are your goals and objectives? And this is ongoing. This is things that you're thinking about all the time. What are the strategies? You know, so what are your managers doing? You know, look at your opportunities and threats. They can change. They can transition with new companies coming into the industry. It could change. We saw it change in 2007 with the downturn of the economy, the environment, the economic landscape changed in terms of what we were seeing in our economy, and we didn't know that was going to just blast everyone out of the water. But you have to think about these things. And the number one place I would say for you to grow as a small business to a big business thinker philosophically and how your business can be formed is quit building it and putting it together like a, you know, this puzzle that you can never get all of the pieces that fit quite right. You want to put in a smart infrastructure for your business. And a great way to do that is training and education. And we do a lot of training classes, and it doesn't necessarily have to be Business on the Edge. The Small Business Administration has a lot of classes, great classes for you to start there. One of the quotes that I love from one of our local leaders from our city, Work the Future, that's connected with SBA and connected with business owner space, said to me on a radio show on AM 1220 KDOW. And by the way, you can get that show at www.kdow.biz if you're not local. And if you're local, of course, AM 1220 will get you every Friday night with me, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and we are on the edge. But one of the things that Des Woodward said to me is that, Margaret, Business on the Edge picks up where we leave off. So you do get a certain amount of great training from these organizations, and they're modest in the cost. Some of them are free. We try to maintain our costs. Our costs tend to be low-cost, high-end training. So any business can get a hold of them that are up and coming. We want to be able to make our resources available as easily as possible with women. Women gravitate to us, women business owners. And here's something I want to say to women, and this is just off the cuff, is that more than 80% of women bully other women in the workplace. It's great that we're seeing these trends and these changes in women coming to the forefront of business. I love it. I absolutely love it. Bullying is unacceptable. And women are trying to find that balance between being taken seriously as a leader and maintaining a certain amount of finesse and not going overboard where men tend to think that we're weak. And so I understand that there's this kind of tug of war going on. But you have to make a decision that you can be strong, firm, getting the job done without being a bully. And bullying is just unacceptable. I don't tolerate it. I am not easily bullied or bullied at all for that matter. But I am a business leader that's firm, fair, and I like getting the job done. And so I treat my team accordingly. And so, and again, now I can't say that this is a small business or a big business. I don't think so. I think you're probably seeing a lot of bullying going on in corporate America. But you'll see, it's funny, you'll see bullying going on in volunteer productions and processes and, you know, these nonprofits that need these types of resources. But again, getting back to these different ways of thinking, think global or think. Now, some businesses want to stay small, and that's absolutely okay. But if you're thinking that you want to grow and you want to expand and you want first the business that you are currently, because it could expand and you can open other shops or other locations, let's get that extremely successful. Let's get that foundation fortified. And it takes smart strategies. It takes looking at your, you know, what are your key performance indicators? Do you think about those? Or are you just going to work and you're just trying to make ends meet? Those are very two different ways of thinking. And the big business philosophy is, what are our KPIs? You know, what's our strategies? What's our missions? How is the company being managed? And what are the organizational structures and balances? And, you know, you know, looking at efficiencies, what's working, what's not working, productivity analysis, you know, and just a business analysis. Small businesses, you need to, if you've never had a business analysis done on your company, I would strongly recommend it, because a business analyst's job is to help you find what's not working. Now, if there's something particular that you want them to look at, then they can do that as well, is just look at a particular area. Maybe your sales are down and you want to figure out what's going on within that process that may not be working, and look at the stakeholders and talk to your employees. These are things that small business thinkers think that they don't have time for or a budget for. It, like marketing and advertising, that's like a no-brainer. You know, when people are talking to you about marketing and advertising, don't get, you know, like offended. Yes, they're trying to create an income and create, that's what we do. You know, you're trying to sell something. You want someone to buy your products or service. Don't be surprised when people want the same in return. But you can't afford not to have a smart marketing and advertising campaign. That there's a mix, and guess what? There's things that you can get around the world of the internet that's free, that's low cost to no cost. You know, who can say enough about Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, you know, Shout Life, you know, you got Instagram, you got all of these new social medias that can get you into places that you need to be in, stumble upon, getting information, keeping you relevant, you know, dig. So participate in those that make sense. Like I participate in, like, for example, Blog Talk Radio. Why? Because I want you to know that we're here, and I want you to tune into AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge on Friday night to connect with some of our other resources. And not only that, we want you to connect with our webinars, because if you can't come to our training classes here, then you can connect to our webinars. And so we're going to launch those off probably July 1st or no later than July 15th. We're working on some new things, and we've got a lot of training classes going on. So we're looking at getting those launched off. And when we do, we're going to let you know about them. Why? Because we want you to be successful. And if you're not willing to invest in the growth of your business, the training aspect, and again, let me just say, it's not taken away from your expertise. I get responses, my team gets responses like, well, I've been in business for 10 years, I've been in business for 5 years, we can't tell me anything. Well, we're not trying to tell you that you don't know your craft. We're trying to give you information that can take some pressure off of you so you can do your craft without other things roadblocking you from achieving better and long-term sustainable goals. You can stay a mom and pop. That's fine. But if you want an opportunity to realize it, maybe you could have three restaurants rather than one that you're killing yourself in, and then you have the capacity to take a vacation from time to time because you have created a system that allows it to work whether you show up or not. You know, and I'm not suggesting that you don't ever show up. I'm saying that wouldn't it be great to just be able to take a break and take a vacation? And big business thinkers and philosophy, they're creating systems, smart systems, that allows them the capacity to keep producing, analyzing, looking at, coming up with new products and services, modifying the old ones. And so that takes time, that takes money, it takes you away from, you know, maybe you're running the cash register at your business. I don't know what it is, but what I'm saying is that it can take you out of the mundane day-to-day operations where you can hire someone else to take care of those things and you can focus on the next big thing. It's what I like about Steve Jobs. He was always thinking about the next big thing. Once he achieved, it's like, I need to think about the next big thing. You guys sell that product. You move it forward. Great, 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 great. We've done the big, you know, media push behind it. You guys go take it. Let me focus on the next big thing. And he was able to do that. And I love that about the way that he thought. So keep that in mind. And again, you're listening to Margaret Jackson, business coach, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. You can get our show every Friday night or Blog Talk here on Wednesdays. Our lunch grill, we're grilling up small business thinking. Don't be a small business thinker. You can be a small business with big business thinking. And that's what I want to, if I don't get anything else across to you today, I'd like to get that across to you today, is be a big business thinker. Because in this, you're going to be able to create systems and think about what you don't think about. Like small businesses, I've heard them say, well, I can't afford that. Great. I like what Robert Kiyosaki says in Rich Dad Poor Dad. If you say you can't afford it, you'll never think about how you can't afford it. So maybe the better question becomes, how can I afford it? My budget doesn't afford it right now, but what can I do? How can I generate income to afford maybe this tool that I need? This is a tool that we want to bring into Business on the Edge. And Business on the Edge, by the way, it's great. We are not in any debt. I love not being in debt to anyone. All of our bills are paid. And so we're looking at this new product we want to integrate into Business on the Edge. We think it would be fantastic. It costs, it's not cheap. It's a little bit of a hit in terms of, but we're saying, so how can we bring that in and afford that? And so we're strategizing on doing that. And it looks like we're going to be able to make that a realization within the next 7 to 10 days because we've thought about it, but we've been working on it for months to create this opportunity. And so we can create a bigger global presence for small businesses. So we want to be able to do that. So, again, think about what you're not thinking about. Look at what big businesses are doing. Look at your key performance indicators. What are the keys to the operation and financial successes of your company? Look at the performances related and quantifiable. You know, look at those different things and measure that. And then your indicators of future performances, just a nutshell version of what KPIs can be. And let big business mentor to you and definitely get a coach. Get into some training classes. Connect with ours, or if you're locally, and our webinars will let you know that they're there. Again, you're listening to Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's number one radio business coach, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. And if you want to connect with us via email, you can do that at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. Connect with us on Facebook. Also, I write for the San Jose Women's Business Examiner, so connect there and you'll find articles. And it's not just for women, although it's a women's column, but you'll find that the information is relevant to women or men in terms of your businesses. So they archive all the articles, great stuff. Again, live life on purpose and with a purpose.